In other words, in short, I mean, I'm just going to say briefly, what Thaisus is saying is that even though you have trade rabbanim, if the person who is a trade rabbanim has kavana bedaito and his das is recognized midaraisa, as genuine das, kavana midaito to be motzi the guddle, I mean the mishum v'chuyim b'davar, the anusuma, the anusuma, to motzi the anusuma in his chiyuv, then he can do it. Because you can't consider him removed completely from the mitzvah to call him an a not bar chiyuv. But if the person does not have real das, but we supplement his das with the halachic formula, so then you can only supplement it with the halachic formula in the range of his, the nature of his mitzvah. But a gadol is a genuine bar das. So therefore, if he has das to be motzi the ein asuma with his genuine mitzvah, primary mitzvah merabbanon, so even though his chayvus comes about through trei rabbanon, he can override it, because he can't say he has no shaychus to it. He has enough of a shaychus to it to be motzi. It's not like a rabbanon and a deraisa, where you say he's chayv merabbanon, he has no shaychus, because he's part of the deraisa, and there's only b'makom deraisa, there's only deraisa. But in drabanans, even if, like we said, the main emphasis is going to be that he's chayiv in drabanans, so that's why he has to be chayiv in the drabanan of Megillah. But the main is chayivus is because of drabanans, not because of the chalos din Megillah per se. It doesn't matter in terms of calling him a bar hochi of being motzi. As long as he's a bar das, and his das is on the nature of the chi of his being motzi, it's good enough. That's good. But by the cotton doesn't have a genuine das. The das that is supplied by us. So we can't supply him with a das on somebody else's type, on a different type of mitzvah. You can only supply him with a das on his mitzvah. Okay? That's what I said.
So it's machlokes v'taisus, right? Whether we say this or not, or do we say no, that the gadol is still limited. Still limited, okay. All right, so we're switching now to Daf Tzadik Vav in Erevin. And there's an interesting idea here. Before our Gemara, but it has to do with it, I got Vorchi, you might say, that the question of Tefillin, is Tefillin Chayev B'yom V'lo B'laylo, right? Because Miyomim Yamimo. But you could still say Yechayev and Shabbos, because that's a separate halacha of Yom and Laila. But there's another shita that holds, and that's what we hold, that you're not chayav on Shabbos either. Why aren't you chayav on Shabbos? Yom, I understand. The chiv is by yom and not by laila. So you have a lot of things like that. A cherim and a cherim by yom, but laila, tefillin is one of them. But the halacha that it's not an oath, that Shabbos is an oath, and Yom Tov and Mar and Oz, so that's why you're potter. How do you define it? That always attracted my curiosity.
How does the Oz take away from
you?
How
does the Oz, right? So you have two Ozos.
Yeah, right.
What's so horrible?
What's the Oz? What is the Oz?
And what is the Oz? Yeah, what is
it? No, Bris on Shabbos.
That's right. That's good. That's very good. That's good.
What's the Oz?
That's why you do bris on Shabbos, right? And you have a bris on Shabbos. Rashi. Misha Tzrichinos. That's true. I mean, a Zohar, an ordinary Zohar, has more than one Os on Shabbos. Because he has the Os of the Bris, and he has the Os of Shabbos. Right? So what if he has three? So the Gemara says,
in the Shamas, Yisera can only handle two
brisim. One is for his Neshama Yisera, one. Okay. It says, so the Gemara says, Rabbi Akiva Omer, Tanya Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva, the sub Rabbi Akiva, Shabbos month, Philonu, Tanya Rabbi Akiva Omer, Yochol in Yacharim Tfilon Beshabbos Vyamim Tovim, Talmud Loma, Voyel Lachol Os Al Yochol, Mi Shesrichen Os, Yatsu Elu Shehen Gufon Os, Rashi, Misha Tzrichen Os, Yomim She Yisrael Tzrichen Mohammed Os Al Atzma, Lahakir Shehen Machzikim B'Tor Lesa Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yatsu Shabbos Os V'Yomim Tovim, Shehen Atzman Os Ben HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, V'Chsiv Ki Osi Beini U'Bein Echem. Right? Okay, so, I mean, I can understand if you tell me you don't need it. But it seems to say it's Lav's mantra, more than just you don't need it. You know what I mean? It's like there's something wrong with it, right? Well, what could be wrong? They're saying it's like Lila, just like Lila's Lav's mantra. So Shabbos is also Lav's mantra because you don't need a nose. And what exactly does that mean? Why can't I have? I have already two osos anyways, like we said before. So the third one. What's the third one?
It seems it's more of a fundamental problem.
What's that?
Because Shabbos is os in terms of bark.
Yeah, so we're trying to define the idea of os. Why tefillin on Shabbos is lav, Shabbos loves mantfon. Okay? So what we're saying is the following. That Shabbos loves Montfilin, who it sounds like it's not merely that there's a redundancy, you don't need it. It's not the right Zman for it. You shouldn't wear it then. Just like the Mandamar holds Balayla, holds not simply that you're Potter Balayla. I mean, that's the question. Are you Potter Balayla or Laila is incongruous with Tfilin? If you say Lishma Chukov, if you make that bracha when you cholates Lishma Chukov, then you're saying it's not simply a potter, but it's incongruous with Laila. So that's why you have to remove it from the gavra. But over here, it seems to be saying the same type of thing, that it's incongruous, or something along those lines, because it's Lav's man, it's not appropriate to wear them. It's not simply that you're not higher than that. So what does it mean? So Rashi, I believe what Rashi is saying is that when tefillin are worn, I'll use a descriptive term first, but when tefillin are worn, they have to enter in a way that they're highlighted. In other words, if they're not highlighted, then it lacks in their expression of kiyum.
What?
It lacks in, they must enter where an os is necessary. So they can function to supply an os. Then the kiyum tefillin takes place. It needs the framework of an os to emphasize the tefillin. But if you don't have the framework of an os to emphasize the tefillin, so then the tefillin really you are not being mekayim its potential. It's you're not actualizing the tefillin. You're not actualizing the tefillin. In order for the tefillin to be actualized, they must come, so to speak, with a framework around them. They have to be circled. They have to be.
You need a spotlight on them.
You need a spotlight.
You have Shabbos. Shabbos is its own spotlight.
So that's why Rashi says you need a day where Klal Yisrael is chayav ba'os. So now, when you put on the tefillin, they serve the function of os, and they're highlighted by that function. But if they don't have that function, so then they're lacking in the actualization of tefillin. And that's why it's lav zman tefillin, because you shouldn't do a mitzvah where you demote the actualization of the mitzvah, so to speak.
It won't be tefillin
that's actualized b'shleimus.
But that's not the reason you don't wear them at night.
No, night time's different.
Rabbi,
two different things, Gemara says. Gemara says, you know, one, not the other. So Mila does not really require an emphasis. It's just an os. It doesn't require an emphasis.
So, but how does tefillin get an emphasis if the person already has the os of Mila?
Oh, no.
It doesn't detract.
No. In other words, Mila is an os. That's true. Mila is an os. So, but the thing is, there are days when besides Mila, you need an os to show that you're machzik the Torah Hashem, and those osos that qualify for being machzik the Torah Hashem are two: Yom Tov and Shabbos. Yom Tov and Tefillin. But Yom Tov, if you put on Tefillin, in other words, so you ask me if you put on Tefillin, so you'll be detracting from the Os of Shabbos? No. You could have many Osos.
Okay.
What?
Okay.
The only thing is that there's a special halacha in Tefillin. That the kiyum tefillin requires that it functions as an os. In other words, there's no halacha that you can't have more than one os. It's halacha specific in tefillin that tefillin's entrance into existence has to be highlighted by the element of os. So if you already have that element, so then you can't highlight it. Okay? So, but now I always ask me a question. What about during the week? You already have the element of the os of bris mila. Correct? Yeah.
That's not the maxic toros.
That's right. That's exactly right, Howard.
Once again, we share about the 13 brisos.
Right.
That's an os for the.
That's an os of Avram Avinu. The perfection and the shlemus of Avram Avinu. It's not because of our Kabbalah mitzvahs that we're machzik in the mitzvahs. Because as a matter of fact, Avram Avinu didn't have any mitzvahs except the Yishev Ben Enoch, according to most. So the thing is that. Right? Okay, so everything works out very well. In other words, the os of Mila doesn't satisfy the os that you need, that you machzik b'dos. As a matter of fact, that's pre-dos. That's to show just the opposite. That the whole purpose of the dos is to be like Avraham Avinu. That's the whole purpose of the dos. Okay, but that you masik bedos, there are two osos, the os of Shabbos and Yontif and the os of Tefillin. But you won't be hurting Shabbos and Yontif if you put on Tefillin, because Shabbos and Yontif don't need to be, the os of Shabbos and Yontif does not need to be highlighted. As long as you have that os, it's good. But Tefillin is of a different nature. In order for the kiyum Tefillin to take place, to be actualized, it must be al yideos. The os highlights it. So therefore what you're doing is you're degenerating the mitzvah, because you're not allowing the mitzvah to fulfill, to reach its real fulfillment, because that's only when it's highlighted by os. So that's why you shouldn't put it on in Shabbos. In other words, I'm answering the question, so tefillin is, you have os, so I have two osos. So what? What's wrong? And why don't I say that it's bad for Shabbos? We don't say that. So Rashi cleverly interpreted Voyalocholo, so it's the Gemara really, but Rashi picked it up. Voyalocholos, that the tefillin demand the framework of os in order for the tefillin to actualize their essence. Shabbos Yontif doesn't require that. It's Shabbos, it's Shabbos by itself. Yontif Yontif by itself. Yeah, it's an os too, fine. No problem. Okay. I wouldn't say if a person is wearing tefillin that he doesn't have to keep Shabbos, because he has an os. Because Shabbos is not actualized by an os. It just is an os. Okay, but tefillin needs the actualization of os. So that's why if you can only put on a day where you need an os, so that the os can actually, so that the tefillin is coming to fulfill the entity of os. And since it's coming to fulfill that entity, the os of tefillin is operative. So then the kiyum tefillin is completely actualized. But if you didn't have the os, the framework of os, you would be diminishing from the whole kiyum tefillin. So that's why we say it's not its zman, because what's wrong with putting it on in Shabbos? What's really wrong? But the Gemara seems to say, no, it's not Zmano. Just like Lila is La Zmano. If you interpret La Zmano to mean that it's inappropriate, it's incongruous with its own. But the thing is that the reason why you can't put it on is because what you're doing is you're diminishing the fulfillment of the mitzvah. You're taking the mitzvah and you're degenerating it. So that you can't do. That you can't do. Okay?
Right.
Yeah.
You made it this.
In other words, Shabbos doesn't need to need an us. Okay? It is an os.
It's vibration.
Yeah, it's an os. But tefillin must come on a time when you need an os, because the os must be activated in the tefillin. And in order for the tefillin to have its kiyum, it's the uniqueness in the structure of the mitzvah of tefillin. Shabbos is an os, but you're not taking away from Shabbos if you don't have an os. Not if you don't have an os, if the os is not necessary.
See, you're saying that the os by tefillin is not just the tamid, it's the kiyum of the tefillin that functions as an os?
Right. Right.
It's a kiyum os.
Yes.
Right.
That's part of
Chal Hashem. Right. That's part of Chal Hashem. You see, I'm trying to put it in halachic terms. Where the day is ta'un os, and now you put on the tefillin that supplies that need, now this os is an activated os. And this os is the one that qualifies the tefillin and brings its kiyum to its ultimate actualization.
But on Shabbos, there's no halacha that you need to bring Shabbos to its ultimate actualization. So if you have tefillin on, let's say you're wearing tefillin, it doesn't detract from Shabbos. Because Shabbos is an os. But Shabbos doesn't need an actualized os that you require in order to qualify the Yom HaShabbos. And nevertheless, it is an os.
That's why
the
halacha is if you find
a
picture.
Yantav
and Shabbos,
they
come together.
Yantav and Shabbos, exactly. Yantav and Shabbos. Yeah. In other words, where the os is not necessary by tefillin, and you put on tefillin so it doesn't have the accompaniment of an activated os, so then you're being makdish the mitzvah tefillin. By Shabbos, that's not the case. Shabbos doesn't need any os. It is an os, but just because it's an os doesn't mean it needs an os to actualize its substance. But by tefillin, it's not simply that tefillin's an os. Without an activated os, the whole tefillin don't function. So that's why you can't wear it on Shabbos. Okay?
Ready?
Yeah. Yeah, well, it means asking a very good question. Why is it that a guy can put on tefillin? But he certainly doesn't have an os. So why can he put on tefillin if he's being makrish the chefsa shel mitzvah? We shouldn't let him do that. It's a good question.